want to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Welcome to Logos Rhema Hour with God's servant, Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. And now, to today's message.
Let's take our confession from Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. So we are still talking about King Jehoshaphat, and then I believe that God wants us to just pick a few more lessons from this incredible man. Hallelujah. You don't end up being immortalized in God's word for nothing. Amen. These are God's heroes. Hallelujah. And if you find their names, you find some of the lessons that they learn, some of the lessons they seek to pass on, you must know that God has endorsed their life. God has been applauding their life. Remember the biggest fan base in that gallery of faith, in the hall of faith, of fame in Hebrews 11, is none else but God Almighty. Hallelujah. And He has put all these people there to be examples to us. Hallelujah. So God wants us, I don't know why, but I believe that it's an incredible life. Hallelujah. And so we are talking about the makings of a man of prayer. We have read his prayer. We all saw the amazing thing that happened. Hallelujah. But it does not just happen. It doesn't just happen. You want to be a man and a woman of prayer with incredible results, incredible answers to your prayers, your intercessions. No. Hallelujah. It takes a great deal of sacrifice. Hallelujah. It won't just happen. Amen. And so as we look at the life of King Jehoshaphat, I believe that we will be able to pick a few lessons from there. And if we are not doing it, begin to do it so that you and I will become men and women of prayer. So when we pray, that's the thing about prayer. The joyousness of prayer is when there are answers. Desirable answers. Hallelujah. Amen. But it won't just happen that one day you just wake up and say, I'm praying and I want incredible, mind-blowing results. No, we have to start from somewhere. So let's go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 17, because that is where this incredible man is introduced to us as one of the kings of Israel. Indeed, he was the fourth king of Judah. Hallelujah. Remember, King Solomon, because of his folly, God was so angry and mad at him, and God decided to tear the kingdom away from him. Because even though he was the man that wrote the book of Proverbs with a lot of insights and, if you like, a lot of wise sayings, at the tail end of his life, just simply because he did all the things that God said he shouldn't do, and the Bible's commentary is very clear. Hallelujah. The women that he thought maybe they were political and strategic economic alliances. But he married too many women. And the Bible says that in his old age, they tore his heart away from God. Hallelujah. And God was so disappointed with him. But God said, because of David, I'm not going to tear the kingdom away for him. I'm going to preserve a remnant because of King David and what he means to me. Hallelujah. But you, and he said, because of that, I'm not even going to do in your lifetime. But the one who is going to come after you, I'm going to tear the kingdom away. And so Solomon's son, Rehoboam, became the next king of Israel. And he applied a lot more folly than his dad. Hallelujah. Amen. When the people came that he should reduce their tax burdens and all the things, he said, you hold on. Let me consult my father's counselors. And the father's counselors say, yeah, yeah. The burdens are high. Just do the go ahead. If you win their heart, you win their support. They will serve you all their days. Then he said, pause. Let me ask my contemporaries and my classmates. And when he spoke to his classmates, they said, hey, is that what your dad's counselors have said? Tell them that my little finger is thicker than my father's loins. If my father chastise you with whips, I will chastise you with scorpions. That was a foolish advice. And when the people came, Rehoboam dared to even tell them that way. And they said, what are you saying? Away to your tents, O Israel. We are all going to your house, O David. Take care of your house. We are not going to be a part of your kingdom. And it was all because God had decreed it. Hallelujah. And so the kingdom was divided. And then we had the southern kingdom constituting Judah and then Benjamin, the two tribes, and the northern kingdom constituting the 10 other tribes. And they became known as Israel. And then the southern two kingdoms, Judah and Benjamin, became more popularly called Judah. Amen. So when you, after King Solomon's reign in the book of Kings, you realize that now we're dealing with two kingdoms. Hallelujah. The northern tribes, 10 tribes. Now they took the, if you like, the name of Israel. And then the southern kingdom, two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, they took the name of Judah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Jehoshaphat was the fourth king of Judah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so let's pick it up from there. It says that then Jehoshaphat, as I said, unfortunately for us, we don't have the privilege of reading about his childhood. Hallelujah. By the time that we learn about them, they've already ascended to the throne. So we can just pick up and then reconstruct the picture. Hallelujah. Based on what the Bible tells us for the now. We just try to reconstruct it. Hallelujah. So here it says that then Jehoshaphat, Asa's son, became the next king. And he strengthened Judah to stand against any attack from Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. And that, as we learn, so we can fast forward and we know that he loved the Lord. Amen. And therefore the love, God also decided to honor him. And that's the first point that we can learn or we can pick. Hallelujah. If you love the Lord and honor him, you will be preferred and be promoted to life. Most of these kings, they had a lot of children. Hallelujah. But Asa decided, and he was backed by God, decided to bequeath the kingship to King Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm saying this, hallelujah. If you and I, we will love the Lord, God will in turn honor us and he will promote us. When it comes to promoting, we are talking about within the kingdom. Hallelujah. Within the kingdom of God. God will look for you and pinpoint you and will elevate you. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It takes the people or leaders or kings to move the people in the way that God or in the place and in the place or in the way that God wants us to move. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, if you like, is able to advance or make advances depending on its caliber of leadership. And the people who ultimately get elevated into leadership position. You are honoring God, like we said, in your closet. You are doing the ABCs that we keep on talking about. Hallelujah. Every morning you go to God. Amen. In your devotion, you honor him. A little prayer, a little praise. Hallelujah. A little worship. And then you step out there and begin to model Christ-likeness. God will locate you. And God will honor you. Hallelujah. When it is time to look for leaders, God will make sure he will whisper your name. Amen. And make sure that you are elevated as king and as a leader in his house. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you are elevated, God will show up your leadership. Say a big amen. Look, When God comes and says that you, I want you to be it, if you understand it, you will run and you will embrace it. Say amen. When God is elevated, it's not a time to run away. When you are running away, it's because you are not living right and you don't want to live right. I thought I was here. Hallelujah. This amen, when you say it, you are endorsing what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Amen. But it is a wonderful privilege to serve God. Oh my God. Because God will bless you. Hallelujah. Leadership in God's house is able to attract divine blessings, and God will bless your life. It's an honor to serve God in His kingdom. God is always looking for people, the right kind of people, to bless and to elevate. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's the same thing. God is looking for people to advance, to elevate, to bless, to lead His people in the way that He wants the people to go. But you see, the point is that if you have not been able in your closet life to validate the word of God, you can't lead where to people to people. You can't lead people to where you yourself you have not been. And that's the whole thing about the shortage of leadership material in the church. We are living in times and days where people are simply frowning from leadership and are cringing back because they have not committed and devoted themselves to validating the truth, the principles of the Word of God. And the good thing too is that when you validate it, you want to step up boldly. It is the doing of the Lord that God will push you, God will prop you up. Like David. Even if you are in the backside of the desert, God will ensure that you are brought in and God will anoint you as His king over His people. They will know. Amen. They will know. Samuel, the prophet Samuel, came to elevate and to anoint Israel's next king because of the failure of King Saul. And David was in the backside, and all the sons of Jesse came, and then God was shaking His head and saying, no, Prophet Samuel, don't look at the external. You men, you have a tendency of looking at the external, but me, when I'm looking for a king, I look for inward. Hallelujah. Amen. And the one that I'm looking for, he is not here. Because all the sons of Jesse passed, and each one, God came back to the prophet and said, no. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So David was not elevated king because he was around. He was absent. And the prophet was perplexed. So he asked Jesse, are these all your sons? He said, no. There is the last one. But it's not kingship material. Oh my God. He's not as tall as these ones. He has not been to war before. He's just keeping the sheep in the back sides. And then God said, let him come. So the prophet said, let him come. We are not continuing and having dinner or supper until this boy comes in. And even before he could enter, and when God whispered to Samuel and said, that's him. That's him. Now we look at the Psalms and we know. We hear God's testimony about this guy. We know that even though he was not in frontline position at the backsides of the desert, he was just doing his ABCs about how to get to know God. And God says, you are a man after my own heart. You be a ruler over my people. You want to say a big amen? And God, you see, when you serve him, God will bless you. It's challenging, but God will bless you. But you don't just jump up. The little things. All that you're going to teach, and how you leadership just involves teaching and taking people to places where you have been with the Lord. Hallelujah. So if like Jehoshaphat would come and, you know, well, as we saw in the prayer, it wasn't just that day. In his closet life, we'll read as we are going through, we'll see. He had tokens. He had validated the word of God. He had proofs that God is alive. So on that day when the Moabites came, the Ammonites and the people of Mount Seir came, even though they were overwhelming, it was an overwhelming force, he knew that the God that answers him, the God that he meets in his closest life, the God that had elevated him to become king of Israel above all the other contestants, this God was with him. And God will show himself strong. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at the next thing he did. Asa son, he became the next. He strengthened Judah. Oh my God. No, we are in verse 1, please. He strengthened Judah to stand against any attack from Israel. Priorities. Kingdom priority. He didn't strengthen himself. As we break down, you will understand it. He strengthened Judah. His priority was the kingdom of God. He had recognized, he understood that the kingdom belonged to God. He strengthened Judah. He strengthened the choir. He strengthened the prayer warriors. He strengthened the things that were being done in church for the names, for his name's sake. Your focus is all, how can we strengthen the kingdom of God? How can we strengthen the church? How can we ensure that the church will advance and make inroads in the kingdom of hell? How can we make sure that people in the church are strong against any attack from the enemies of our souls? Hallelujah. And every time it's like, why didn't you come? Please come to church. You didn't come to church. It's true. Leader, if somebody tells you that he didn't come to church, hallelujah. Say, okay. No. You encourage. Leaders are encouragers. Because you know the kingdom must advance. It's your priority. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 That's leadership. You're always looking for what is good for God and his people before self. He strengthened Judah to be able to stand against any attack from Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that God is looking for bold and courageous men and women. Oh my God. Rabo Sheken Denini Mikal and Haba. As I said, who will try the word of the Lord in their personal lives, validate it, and go on and teach and win over others. Hallelujah. Amen. To be shining examples in the kingdom of God. The kingdom goodies. Yes. Because David said, come taste and see that the Lord is good. It is such that when you taste it and you find out it is good, you can't shut up. You can't shut up and so that you alone you enjoy. You can't. So every time when we are telling you, let's fast. I used to fast sometimes. I didn't involve the church. But God said, no. And it's true. Hallelujah. And it's true. All of us, we now know. After every IPIP, I always find people walking to me and say, Daddy, this was good. I don't even know what they did. But they just know that it was good. 3 days, no food. He said it's good. Hallelujah. And they say it was good. Amen. And we know too that it is good. The entire heavens opens upon your head and you know divine favor, grace, protection, provisions, assurance. They just seep into your head, in your mind, and you know that it is well. It is well. These are kingdom truth. These are spiritual things that we are talking about. So you know that the Lord will be for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that God is looking for the next king in the name of Jesus in our midst. Hallelujah. He's looking for the King Jehoshaphat of our day and our time. Men and women who know the Lord. Who know the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Maybe, I don't know. Don't take me on this. Maybe Paul read about the story of Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. That is why he and his brother Silas in that Philippian jail at midnight with their legs and their foot stuck in stocks in the inner jail. And then Paul was saying, Silas, are you ready for a praise and worship time? And can we just call instead of sorrowing and being miserable? Can we lift up prayer and praise? He said, I'm game. Hallelujah. Amen. And Paul lifted the first song. Ha. And they were just praying and praising God. Can you imagine what happened that day? That never happened, no. Unique miracle. The thing that happened in 2 Chronicles, it had never happened before. That people are going to war. Hallelujah. And then the king comes and says, guys, hold on. I'm hearing some things. And yeah, because God had told them clearly, attack, 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 confront the enemy. And he said, I'm hearing something. Where are the singers? Can they come? And then, can you start beginning? And then, can we just, it was just a simple song, isn't it? He said, one line, hallelujah. And then they were just singing and praising it. And they were singing it over and they were, hey, hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, the people who said they were coming to attack, they started attacking themselves. Ammon and then Moab started. Ammon and Moab, they are brothers, isn't it? Then they started attacking the people of Mount Seir. And when they finished, they looked at themselves. And then, I don't know what they were fighting over. Was it the booty or whatever? And then they started attacking each other. And the Bible says that God ensured that they killed everybody. They killed all of them. They killed. Can you imagine that? So it was left with the two last people. You took me, I took you, and we died together. Oh, come on, give the Lord a clap of offering of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, this amazing God. Hallelujah. We are looking at the life of Jehoshaphat, the making of a man of prayer. The making of a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So he strengthened. He was committed to kingdom ideals for the consolidation, the expansion of the kingdom of God, the safeguarding of the people of God. Where his preoccupation, my people should be saved. My people should be saved. That's somebody, if you like, if you look at it, is like an intercessor. What can I do to ensure their safety? He strengthened Judah to stand against any attack from Israel. Verse 2. He stationed troops in all the fortified towns of Judah. It's all towards the same end. And he assigned additional garrisons to the land of Judah and to the towns of Ephraim that his father Esau had captured. Verse 3. Oh my God. Now look at that. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he followed the example of his father's early years and did not worship the images of Baal. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Can God locate you? Amen. And will God locate you as he's looking for leaders? The next person that he wants to crown king over his people, over that functional unit within the church. Will God zero in on you? Would you be found faithful? Would you be found committed? Would you be found reliable in the hands of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Indeed, in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, like I say, it says that for the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. So God is always on the lookout for people who are committed to him. And if you show commitment, God will crown you as king. God will elevate you and he will shore up your leadership. He will make it a success. Amen. Hallelujah. So once again, back to verse 2, we see the same spirit here of kingdom-mindedness. So he stationed troops in all the fortified towns of Judah. He assigned additional garrisons to the land of Judah and to the towns of Ephraim, that his father Issachar. So we are seeing here again, Jehoshaphat was kingdom-minded. Hallelujah. Not selfish. Amen. Hallelujah. For the greater profit of the kingdom. For the greater profit of the kingdom, of that functional unit. He did everything to ensure its safety and stability. Hallelujah. That's kingdom mindedness. How can the church thrive? How can the church take root? How can the choir flourish? How can the prayer warriors flourish? Kingdom mindedness. God, what can I do? What should we do? Hallelujah. Amen. And then in verse 3, the Bible is telling us that the Lord was with him. Why? He walked in the ways of his father David. Hallelujah. And he avoided Baal or idol worship. Hallelujah. You see, these days we claim that we don't visit the shrines and Baal worship and all those things. Hallelujah. Idol worship is a distraction and keeps us from being focused on God. So what are the things that are distracting you? You see, look, when you are focused on God, you grow from strength to strength. So the fact that you are not growing stronger, you are too distracted. God wants you to grow. God wants to, if you like, elevate you as king. God wants to crown you. Amen. The entire universe is His. There are a lot of positions that God can crown you as king. There's a lot to do in the kingdom. God is always looking for people. That's why He said His eye. Can you just picture that? His eyes are running to and fro on the surface of the earth, looking for people whose hearts are committed to Him so that He can show Himself strong on their behalf. God is looking for more leaders. God is looking for more pastors. I thought I'd hear an amen. Amen. And I'm not talking about men and women. Say amen. Amen. I believe that God is going to raise a lot of lady pastors here in this church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I know. Hallelujah. I know this very soon we'll call you. We anoint you all as pastors. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because God is investing a lot in us for the next generation. Amen. Amen. But are we focused? Are we allowing the bowels to distract us? The bowels of our time, social media. Hallelujah. Balaam, he has moved away from the shrine. He's on social media. Hallelujah. You know how many hours you spend there, don't you? From there, from which? Hallelujah. Amen. I've deactivated some of my social media accounts. There are some that are there, but these days hallelujah. I'm sure you, because it can take a lot of your time from Instagram to, hallelujah, to Snapchat to where? Hey. And then it's always, 1 minute, and then it arrests you, and then it will crisscross you. Hey, 1 hour, last one. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And now everyone now wants to be a celebrity pastor and prophet. Focused on the lack of focus. Amen. Not Jehoshaphat. He wasn't thinking about himself. All that he wanted to do is to do the will of God and to please God. Like David would say, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord in His temple, and to have the opportunity to always inquire in His temple. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are focused on self. That's bad. That's idol worship. Idol worship. Everybody who comes. So God is not able to groom pastors after His own heart, because everybody is looking. Hey, you call yourself a prophet, you, because it will make you popular. Hallelujah. Verse 4, Jehoshaphat, he sought his father's God and obeyed his commands instead of following the evil practices of the kingdom of Israel. It's contrasting, because King Ahab, as we know, King Ahab was then the one who, in fact, he died in one of the wars, I think I mentioned, with King Jehoshaphat. And Ahab was the king over Israel. And together with his wife, Jezebel, they had made idol worship or Baalim worship so central to the life of the people, the 10 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baalbi. We believe that as we act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Mickling Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service, also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baalbi via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.